Look, a guy ate a Cessna, and pandas are much hardier than a guy.
But they can't eat, like, a yellow dwarf star.
Sure they could, if with enough time. I mean, it's a dwarf star. It is one of the smallest kinds of star. I don't think
technically, plants, like bamboo, use photosynthesis, and they absorb energy from the sun. So are they eating little bits of the sun, technically?
That's what I'm saying. Pandas are at the top of their respective food chain.
Higher than stars.
Yep. Stars are at the bottom of the food chain.
Black holes are at the top.
Yeah.
Because black holes eat everything. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. It's a zootiful day in Mr. Rogers' wild and woolly neighborhood.
I'm glad to be back. And I forget what he said at the beginning.
Is that how he introduced it?
Something like that. It's nice to see you again. Happy to be here. I don't remember.
So it's good when Mr. Rogers starts with a good attitude.
Sometimes he comes in, he's a real plus budget.
Yeah. We are on episode 1500.
Yeah.
The last episode of the season.
First episode of the 1500s.
I suppose so, yes. We're finishing off the pets week with a trip to the zoo.
We're going to the zoo. You can come too.
I mean, we all did. Yeah, but first, we're going to look at some paintings of the children have done.
Yeah, he doesn't tell us what these are paintings of. He has his guess.
I think he's afraid of getting it wrong.
I have my guesses. Do you have yours?
Yeah, the first one is of
a bear eating from a bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably a dog, but it does look like a bear.
The second one is from American McGee's Alice. It's the Cheshire Cat.
There is a, also in keeping with the Alice in Wonderland theme, there's a tree to the left, as most of these drawings will have, a tree to the left.
That's how you know it's a drawing.
And it has a knothole in the middle that is larger than the trunk itself. Kind of an impossible pie.
That is true.
Of a tree.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers is going to show us six impossible pictures before breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
His next impossible picture is of... Now, this is... I'm just genuinely trying to guess, because this is either a four-legged blue jay.
I was thinking it was a blue monkey with a pompadour.
No, I see. I think it's either a blue jay that has been drawn with four legs, because the kid hasn't figured out that not all animals are...
He's a very
have four
dark,
legs.
Dark ages child.
Yeah. Or, here's another theory. It's a blue chameleon.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I think it's a blue pompadour monkey Pokemon.
I don't think that makes sense. The next one is a giant ferret, or maybe a primordial sloth.
Dog-like creature jumping up on someone.
I think you mean giant sloth-like creature.
I mean, it's all up for interpretation, isn't it?
Yeah, and then the last one's a hamster. I couldn't come up with any fun jokes about it.
After the hamster, there's one more. There's a fish.
Tank. Oh, that's right. There's also a map of the world.
Yes, a fish tank map of the world. It's a fish tank.
It's a map of the world.
Mr. Rogers does... Well, he doesn't say what it is, but he says it reminds him of his fish tank.
Because he's got a map of the world behind his fish tank. We can't see it, because we're also behind his fish tank. Now we're going to go to the zoo.
See some big animals.
Yeah, he's going to show us, hopefully, he's going to look for somebody to show him a panda. He asks if we've ever seen a real live panda. I have.
I have too.
Okay. So this is...
No, that's the end of the episode, right?
Yeah.
Barbara Bingham is going to show us the panda.
Yes. So we go to the zoo.
Yeah.
Via Panacross miniature. The zoo is actually on here.
Yeah, there is. And as we're panning, we get a little cha-cha. So we get to the zoo. Do you know what zoo it was?
The Pittsburgh Zoo, I assume.
Oh, you didn't look it up. I count on you for these things. First place we go, seals.
Yeah. Well, what he actually says is this is where the seals are supposed to be.
And guess what? Lucky day.
Yeah.
They're right where they're supposed to be.
Which, thank goodness. And right, well, first of all, he does a little spin like the seals do.
Yeah, the seals really just going for a record.
Yeah, he says, can you do that too? Spin around in a circle? And he sort of spins around in a circle.
It's different, though, because we're not in the water.
Yeah. Seals are very different from people, as he says.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that you learn when you go to a zoo.
Yeah.
He basically finds the pandas right after that. There's a big sign that says giant panda.
Which is a good hint.
And then he finds Barbara Bingham.
Yeah, and she's like, hey, you want to help feed these pandas? And he says, yes, I would.
And so then they go prepare rice.
Yeah, they got a big old tray of rice. They put a half a can of meat on it. And there's also some bamboo.
Yeah, I thought that they only ate bamboo. But I looked it up and it says, when I say it, I mean the Google.
Right.
Told me that pandas eat mostly bamboo, but 1% of their diet consists of other vegetables and sometimes meat.
Because pandas can eat just about anything, but they only want to eat bamboo. So they bring the food out to the panda.
Uh-huh.
She brings the trays and he says, well, I'll take this bamboo.
Yeah. I'll just put this with the
He gets out there, bamboo. They set the trays down. He's like, should I just put this bamboo with the others? And he like tosses it onto this giant pile of bamboo.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, Mr. Rogers has realized that he's basically superfluous to this process.
Yes.
And the pandas are not in the pen because they do not go into the pen when the pandas are there. Because
Karate kick you to the face and then make some sassy Jack Black jokes.
Exactly. That wasn't the reference I thought you were making.
What did you think I was making?
Like those commercials with the panda?
Oh, he'll knock the rice right out of your hand because it doesn't have... What is it? Cheese. It's a cheese commercial. Panda cheese. So they watch the panda eating bamboo. The thing that I learned about pandas, the reason that they can hold bamboo in their hand is because they have an extended wrist bone that most animals don't have.
Oh, I missed that.
That lets them hold things like we hold things with our thumb.
The thing that I learned about pandas is that their ears are not just pasted on.
Mr. Rogers makes kind of an observation that maybe made sense in his head, but when he said it out loud, it was just, their ears kind of look pasted on, don't they? Like they're not supposed to be there. I guess because they're black and the rest of the head is white. But Barbara Bingham is like, no, I spend my entire day refuting misinformation about pandas.
She does say they do look like that. She's like, but they're not. They're all one piece, just like any other animal. The fence that they're sitting on to look at the panda.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that there was a second fence behind it that just the camera doesn't focus on, so it disappears.
Was it not a very good fence?
Because it looks like, and this can't possibly be true, but what it looks like is that the panda is just in a field behind like a waist high. Like it's, you could put this around maybe like a parking lot in a campground and not much more.
Mm-hmm.
Like you couldn't keep chickens in with that.
Maybe the pandas just don't want to leave.
Maybe.
That's how zoos work, as I understand it. You start off with a simple fence, and every time they break out, you build a tougher fence. Just to find out where each animal is kind of at.
It's the Charles Darwin approach to zoo construction. Yeah. So then he goes to look at some other animals at the zoo.
He doesn't want to. He wants to spend the whole day looking at pandas, but he's got a children's show to host and probably want to see other animals. So
we go to see the elephants.
There's a sign directing him to the elephants, and beside it is a sign for giraffes, and the giraffe on the sign looks evil. It's got evil eyes. It looks like a propaganda poster for Big Brother Giraffe.
Is it like an attack ad on giraffes?
I think it's like, don't step out of line because the giraffe is a tough customer and you...
I mean, giraffes are a tough customer. They'll break your neck with their neck.
They'll break your nose with their nose.
They'll break your kneecaps with their kneecaps.
They'll...
All of the giraffe's parts are stronger than your corresponding parts.
They'll break your heart with their heart.
Oh.
Giraffes. I don't know how they do it. They're heartless.
Clearly they're not.
Not like dogs. Dogs, they look out for each other.
Yeah.
I'm not going to explain it. Go to the Tumblr. Please won't you be my.tumblr.com.
We look at some lions. They're sleeping.
Some tigers.
They're sleeping.
Elephants.
We already looked at the elephants, but we do.
Giraffes.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it, yeah.
The big five.
No, the big five are elephants, giraffes, lions, and like wildebeest.
Yeah, the one of them's like stupid.
Zebras, like, or is it rhinos? I bet it's rhinos.
No.
Hippos?
I think rhinos get pushed off the list by like wildebeest. Yeah. Or water buffalo. Water buffalo.
Yeah, the big five. I assume that's true. I'm going entirely on
Sim Safari
now that I think about it. But why would Maxis lie to us? They make edutainment games.
Although we saw the lions and tigers.
No bears. Oh my.
Ms. Rogers was a little bit disappointed that he didn't get to see those running around because they were both sleeping. But yeah. He got over it, you know? I mean,
yeah. You'll never see everything you want to see in one trip to the zoo.
That's what he tells us.
He also says that we've got a lot of things to think about for the rest of our lives. To which my question is, does he mean like in general we're going to have things to think about for the rest of our lives, or does he mean from the zoo trip?
I think from the zoo trip.
He's wrong.
I mean, this podcast is maybe proof of that. I don't think we could sustain this zoo segment much longer.
No, I probably won't think about this zoo trip tomorrow.
I'm ready to move on already.
All right. Well, let's move on already.
We head back to Mr. Rogers' house, but we don't really do anything there except transition into
We talk about stuffed animals, which worries me for a bit. Like, is Anna Platypus not going to get a real kitten? Let's find out right now in the land of make-believe.
Okay, here we go. I mean, she wouldn't probably get a stuffed animal because that would just vindicate Troglodytis Aiden after all of the...
Troglodytis Aiden deserves vindication. He's a finch. He's a friend.
He's a wren.
He's a wren.
A house wren.
He's a wren.
You don't
he's
even a friend. Care.
He's a very special pet.
Greet him.
Alright,
looks like the trolley's made it here. And
it's
what
a good song.
What is going on?
It's a parade. I love a parade.
And your favorite character is leading the charge.
Purple Panda.
Yeah, didn't really get a part in the episode, but we got to see what Purple Panda looks like at least.
He looks like I remember him.
Wearing kind of a purple snuggie with a giant mascot head.
He is a little baggier than I remember. Maybe he lost some weight on his way back from...
But his skin remained the same.
Yeah,
size.
That's what happens when you lose weight.
He lost it immediately and very quickly.
Yeah, he lost it quickly. Mm-hmm. He lost it on his way back. It's a space travel thing. It happens.
The royal family is enjoying the parade greatly.
Yeah, it hasn't even started yet.
No, and King Friday's already dancing. He says, "Oh, hooray, look at me. I'm dancing, my boy."
Yeah. King Friday talks to his wife and child exactly the same way.
How do you mean?
They're just like before the parade, he sort of asks them both if they're excited.
Mm.
And it's 100% the same tone, which is interesting.
He's a funny character.
He's an interesting guy. I mean, yeah, he also expresses his own enthusiasm in the same way. It's just sort of how he talks. And then, with a whistle, the parade starts.
Yeah, so let's put on our... fuzzy earmuff headsets and just go through this thing one
parade float at a time.
One feature at a time.
Well, leading the parade, as always, it's Purple Panda.
Oh, Purple Panda. I love to see Purple Panda.
Puts me in the Anna's birthday spirit, you know?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Andrew. I hear so much from people around the country who just don't feel like Anna's birthday has started it until they see Purple Panda. Well, here he is, leading the parade.
Once again, he didn't skip out this year.
In the land of make-believe.
Right behind, I wasn't sure whether to expect this or not, but we've got a blue whale.
That's right, Steven. It's the Museum Go-Round Presents a Blue Whale Parade.
What is it led by
a clown. I think he might be African-American. I sure hope so, or else that's a bad makeup decision they've made.
What's this whale sitting in, man?
Well, he's sitting in a bathtub, Steven. That bathtub is over probably 20 gallons.
Who would you say this whale is to scale to?
I mean, if it's a blue whale,
Yeah.
Then probably Puppet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going off one book that I had as a child.
Aren't we all, Andrew?
Oh, there we go. Oh, look. We're back in the parade bit, yeah, Steven.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Oh, and here we've got two apes carrying some kind of a fruit plate.
Well, you know, those apes, they sure do get hungry, and they just had to bring their own food with them on a special litter, as one might use to carry a queen or Miss Piggy in Muppet Treasure Island. And then we've got the speedy delivery float.
Yeah, it's
driven by Mr. McFeely.
He's just riding his bike like he always does.
He's honking his horn. He's waving to the children. Do you think there's anything special in the basket for me?
I don't know.
No, there's nothing in the basket. You'll
probably still get to see it, Andrew.
But he has. No, there's nothing in the basket. But he has put streamers around his wheel, so that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah.
Next, we've got an elephant.
Oh, we've got an elephant now in the parade. It's got a tiny, tiny head. And weird shoulders.
And a weird body.
And it's a sick-looking elephant.
It's a sad...
Yep.
Let's move on to the next thing.
We're just two floats away from the big man himself.
Lady Averlin.
But first we've got Bob Dog.
What's Bob Dog doing there?
Bob Dog's just walking in the parade.
Just walking.
He might be holding something. I can't be bothered to look.
He's probably holding photographs of himself. He's not wearing his bow tie, bowler, and bamboo cane.
No, this is everyday Bob Dog. He's gone casual for this year.
This parade.
To really embody the spirit of pets. This is the spirit of pets presented by Bob Dog.
It's heartwarming.
And bringing up the rear of the parade, we've got Mrs. Prolificate.
With a baton.
She's twirling a baton at the end of the parade. Just like parades do.
And now, just to be clear, when we say twirling, we mean...
carrying.
Rocking it back and forth in her hand occasionally to fulfill the request of King Friday at the bare minimum amount of effort.
Yes, that is true. And finally, we've got Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Nope,
we've got...
How did they hire you for this job, Andrew?
Look, I've been dipping into the eggnog a little early this year. No, it's Lady Averlin.
Got it in one.
She's got a basket, and I think she's throwing flower petals.
Maybe.
Did I remember that correctly? I mean, see that correctly? Do my eyes deceive me, Stephen?
You know, we're quite a ways off. We didn't exactly get the best booth.
We got bad seats. We're way back here in Corny's factory.
Yeah.
The worst seats in the house.
Yeah.
It goes right past the tree, right past the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Right past the museum go-round, right past the platypus mound, presumably right past the clock tower, but honestly, the parade sort of ends before then.
Yeah,
I'm going to say the whale exceeded my expectations,
but it was
the elephant and the monkeys lived up to / somehow still disappointed my expectations.
I was disappointed by how there was no hijinks caused by any of these animals that were... Lady Elaine, I guess, has earned her...
You know, she knows what she's doing.
She's a licensed...
She rented from a reputable dealer in whales, monkeys, and elephants. Couldn't get the kangaroo, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't hear how that phone call went.
Well, now we know. It didn't go great. They were like, no, we don't rent kangaroos. What are you, crazy? What do you think we are, a whale dispensary?
Punched in the eye.
The parade goes by X the Owl and Henrietta's treehouse.
He does a dumb rhyme or something.
Yeah, he sings a song about...
Lefty Lefty McGee is what I heard.
Yeah, I thought I wrote it down, but I guess I didn't.
Lefty Lefty McGee, an owl is up in a tree.
Yeah.
What does he see?
I think it's Nifty Grifty.
Oh, maybe.
McGee. I looked it up to see if it was a real thing. It's not. It's his thing.
And then Henrietta sort of steals his poem, but replaces some of the words with meow.
Which makes it worse. Then a bunch of adults are gathered at the museum go-round. Got Corny especially and Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Puppet adults, yeah.
Yeah, adults.
Mm-hmm.
They're adults. I would say they are older than most of the other adults. Is there a third person at the...
Yes, Harriet E. Cow's at the museum go-round with everyone.
Corny says something interesting.
Yeah, here.
Which is that I'm surprised that King Friday is throwing this big parade for Anna. He didn't throw a parade for his birthday or even my birthday. Because that's how Corny especially ranks everything in his mind. It's him, the king, everybody else. But Lady Elaine Fairchild says, well, the king just likes to keep people guessing.
Yeah, you never know when he's going to do it.
She is in high spirits at the parade. She is more or less on board with King Friday.
The fact that King
now.
Friday has not shut her down for introducing all these wild animals, she is on his side this time.
Yeah. King Friday and Lady Elaine Fairchild are at...
they see eye to eye on parades. On
uncrossed purposes. They have parallel interests here because they both love parades.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Anna Platypus and her family are just kind of watching the whole thing from the mound.
Yeah.
She's trying to figure out which of these many things is going to be her new pet.
Yeah. Or if indeed any of them will be. Not the whale.
No.
Not the elephant.
No.
She asks about the monkeys. She asks about the monkeys. I would ask about the elephant before the monkey. I don't know. It feels weird to... Maybe it's because the monkeys are clearly people in monkey suits. It feels weird to keep them as pets.
That would have been hilarious, though, if they had.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one of the two monkeys in the parade. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We'll just sit him down in the lower level.
Yeah. Like King Kong all day. Her mother assures her that no, you are getting a pet and it is in the parade if you just look closely.
And then the elephant walks by.
Yeah. And you gotta look real closely because not only is it in the parade, it's secreted in a basket out of sight.
Lady Averlyn is carrying a basket full of a kitten.
Full of a calico kitten.
A live animal.
Yep.
Which then proceeds to crawl all over the platypus mound.
I wouldn't say all over. It's pretty well behaved, I think, for a stage cat.
Yes.
I mean, Lady Averlyn doesn't really let go of it for most of the time, which is the way to do it.
It is pretty docile. Yeah. I was expecting this cat to just start attacking Anna Platypus's face because it's a hand covered in cloth, and that's how cats do.
That's true. I hadn't. But it doesn't. And then they go on a picnic.
Yeah, that was...
She's happy to have a kitten.
Anna's condition for having this parade was, I still get to have a picnic with my two friends in the forest, right?
So away we go to the picnic field.
Yeah.
We've seen this earlier at previous picnics.
Uh-huh.
They've all brought the... Well, Daniel Tiger's brought his gift.
Yeah, it's his...
It's his red fire
boring
truck.
Red
it's a red truck.
Truck.
Yeah, but
nothing
it is
magic, nothing supersonic.
One of a kind.
Nothing electric, nothing
and,
electronic.
And it doesn't even seem like the sort of person who's super into trucks.
No.
I feel like this is a real...
Daniel Tiger, I don't know if he can see past his own interests.
I mean, I think that might be in keeping for his age.
Yeah.
It's like, sure. I like trucks, I'll give you a truck.
And Prince Tuesday once again phoning it
in. Prince Tuesday putting in the minimum amount of effort.
I got you a poem!
And it's not a good poem.
Let me read it for you.
Oh, you got it good here.
Today is Anna's birthday. Anna. Happy birthday, Anna. Happy birthday, friend.
Yeah, man. Right on. Right on.
You definitely could have ad-libbed this poem, and it would have been exactly the same.
Or better. Because you would have felt bad after Anna. You're like, oh, I really got to come up with something better. I half expected the last line to also be Happy Birthday, Anna.
Happy Birthday, Anna. Happy Birthday, Anna.
Yeah, it's a bad poem. Meanwhile, trouble is a-brewing.
Yeah, the music gets all scary.
King
and we
Friday.
Have a, we have a surprise villain emerging at the last
We've
second.
We've got a tight close-up on King Friday conferring with Handyman Joe Negri.
He is angry.
He is furious.
There is an unsanctioned sub-party happening.
That Anna and her friends just ran off into the woods to have a picnic. He is very angry about it.
I'm going to march down there. I'm going to go... Shut this down.
I'm gonna put a stop to this party.
And then we go back to the forest party, and
King Friday watches from the foreground,
from the bushes with Handy.
And immediately he's like, "Oh, they're having fun."
He's like, "Oh, I understand now. There are many ways to have fun. I guess I will shut off my rage and." Go learn a little
something. The kitten's just sort of puttering around on the set, so that's cute.
Yeah.
The Daniel Tiger and Prince Tuesday and Anna Platypus are having a wrestle or something.
Yeah, I was going to say they're dancing around in a circle, but with three puppets that gets difficult, so they couldn't possibly be doing that.
They're just sort of shaking hands.
Rocking back and forth in a circle.
Yeah, that's fair.
So King Friday learned a very valuable lesson that we didn't know he needed to learn. Exactly.
No. Yeah, I mean, it was barely foreshadowed.
Yeah.
In that it was something Anna was worried about and nobody else.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they didn't really play up the whole
no.
King Friday is imposing his ideas of a party on...
No. No, nobody ever questioned him on it. It was... And nor did they need to, because he was immediately okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
The end. And back we go to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Yes, indeed. Oh, there's a lot of streamers and everything all over. Who's going to clean up this mess? I didn't see a push broom guy at the end of the parade.
What's his name?
Handyman Joe Nagri?
Oh, yeah, him too. No, I was thinking of Edgar.
Well, we're back where we live, in the land of reality.
Yep, fun fact about us.
We do not live in the land of make-believe.
Nope, we live in Mr. Rogers' house.
Yep. If you've been picturing us elsewhere, you've been wrong the whole time. You've
been wrong!
Mr. Rogers kind of recaps as he does.
I don't think I was even paying attention to this part.
He explains that you can make an I love you symbol with your
oh,
hand.
Oh, yes, he does.
Which I was starting to question whether this was something that anyone besides our mother...
No, it's real.
...knew.
It's an emoji, Steven. It's an emoji.
Yeah, I guess. I thought it was the Spider-Man emoji.
No, because Spider-Man does it differently.
Upside down, I guess. Mr. Rogers is just thinking about different ways to say I love
Spider-Man
you.
Yeah.
One of them is folding your arms, which I guess is his way of miming a hug.
He says it looks like a hug. I think it looks like you're doing an impression of Genie from I Dream of Genie.
That's exactly what I thought he was doing.
Which is about as contemporary a reference as anything else on this show where we talk about a children's show from the 80s, 70s. Where are we at now?
80s.
Yeah, he just looks like he's doing a Genie impression. Now, the modern reference now is that it looks like you're doing an impression of that Genie website that will guess what you're thinking of by asking questions.
I guess that's a step in the direction of modern.
That's what millennials care about now, is that guy. I bet you could find a Halloween costume of that guy.
Seems like old news, that guy.
Yeah, but he's like back on an ironic level.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, just the other day I saw him correctly guess that meme of the guy in the shorts standing on the sidewalk.
Could he guess Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
I bet you he could.
Let's do it right now.
Okay.
Oh boy, we're going live on location to...
Oh boy. The cord's not long enough. Here, I'll just put it right here. What's the URL, Andrew?
Oh, I don't know. Just type guess thing genie. Guessing genius?
Google.ca. Guess thing genie.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, there he is.
Making the universal symbol for...
player information, age. Does that affect the type of content we receive?
I mean, we should be honest. What's our average age?
For our combined age, because we're helping each other.
Oh, that's true.
We are
the combined age of 56.
Is your character real? Oh, it has to be a character?
Apparently.
Okay, which character are we doing for Mr.
I mean, do we want to go deep cuts?
Not too deep.
Should we do Anna Platypus? It's her birthday.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
No. Is your character male?
No.
Does your character have powers?
Only the ordinary platypus powers of having a duckbill and probably swimming well.
Is your character animated?
I'm going to say no.
By most definition.
I don't know that she appears in Daniel Tiger's neighborhood.
Okay, Andrew, does this character have any siblings?
No, Anna Platypus is an only child, Steven.
Okay. Is your character linked with the horror genre?
No, not directly.
He's really, this
he is thinking real hard.
Akinator is, he's turning red.
Yeah.
Was your character in a TV show that already ended?
Yes.
Does your character work for the government?
No, our character does not work for the government.
That we know of.
Ooh.
She did get a government parade that no one else got.
That's true.
Did your character have an affair?
Oh my goodness, no.
I think you're on the wrong track, Akinator.
Yeah, Akinator, you are asking some bad questions.
Does your character have a cell phone?
No, our character predates cell phones, I would say almost entirely.
Is your character trying to obtain the Holy Grail?
She's never mentioned it, if she is. I'm going to put down no for that.
Has your character been into space?
Lady Elaine Fairchild, I know, has been into space. I don't think Anna Platypus has.
She wouldn't be allowed, I don't think. Close, but no cigar. It is not Mona from Nanoland.
No. Now, we can say no, and I think it'll keep guessing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Continue? Yes.
I mean, let's just keep going, and you're the one who has edited this.
Is your father's character... Is your character's father alive?
Astonishingly, yes. Although he is a billion years old, and it's upsetting.
Pretty good.
Is your character Australian?
Yes.
I mean, she must be, right?
Because she's a platypus.
Yeah, where else could platypuses come from?
You're on the right track now.
I'm going to say yes.
This time we got Stevie Lake from Saddle Club.
I think that's a series of books.
We're going to be up all evening, folks. Yep. So we're going to edit a bit of this out. Does your character have authority on you?
No. What?
I don't know. Are these questions just input by people who didn't have it guessed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So it will say, hey, what's a question that... I mean, it's the standard. We used to have this coded up in QBasic.
Yeah, Grandpa made it for us.
Yeah.
Because he's a smart grandpa.
Yeah, with computer magazines.
Does your character appear in the first season of a show?
No.
Incorrect. Because there was frogs before.
There was frogs before. It's a good thing we've done all this research.
Yeah, really. Is he associated with... I already told you it wasn't male. So no, he's not associated with John Green. I'm trying to think of how many characters are associated with John Green.
I mean, he's written a number of books.
Okay. No, not associated with John Green. Does your character have an animal shape?
Yes.
Does your character wear blue clothes? Do you remember what color she wears?
I think she does.
Open up another tab.
Oh boy. Guys, this is better than the zoo.
I hope this website doesn't fish or it's going to get the answer right away. Yeah, it's blue plaid, I would say.
Okay. Green stripes. Probably gingham. Yeah, sort of tartan. I guess because her father's Scottish?
Yeah, I suppose so. We're getting close.
Yeah, that's Gloria Gopher from Under the Umbrella Tree.
I would have guessed would have been a harder pick.
Yeah, me too.
But we are getting dang close here with... Gloria Gopher.
Yeah.
Is your character slightly overweight?
Whoa.
Rude.
Not cool.
No.
Akinator.
Does your character appear in the video game Don't Starve? How many characters fit the questions you've asked us and also appear in the video game Don't Starve?
Literally zero.
No.
No.
Is your character known for their lips?
What?
I mean, she has a duck
bill. She does have a duck bill, though. So, kind of.
Probably not. Is your character frequently dressed up in girly outfits? Always the same girly outfit, really?
Yeah, but I think yes is applicable.
She did have a special sleeping
cap. Is your character... Oh, my goodness.
Is your character a girl?
Akinator, yes, it's a girl. We've been over this.
Akinator, surely you have a list of all the answers we've given you. Has your character... played in a TV show that has taken place on a beach? No.
No.
He's probably thinking of...
Charlie Horse's Pizza Shop.
Charlie Horse's Pizza Shop.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking also.
Henrietta Pussycat, and they've got a picture of Daniel Tiger. Well, you're so close.
So close, but so far in two different directions. So no...
No.
But I think I feel good. Oh, did they give up?
Bravo, you've defeated me. Well. Akinator has failed.
Akinator, after upwards of 70 guesses.
Upwards of 70 guesses. He,
I think he's 77 when he got to...
When he got to Henrietta Pussycat with a picture of Daniel Tiger.
Yeah.
Have we wrapped up the episode?
I think we've wrapped up the episode. And then some. In conclusion, crossing your hands in front of you doesn't look like you're hugging somebody. People would be confused by that symbol. Stick with a standard I love you hand sign.
Tying it up with a bow. Well, thanks for listening. We've wrapped up the second season. Next week, I was thinking we might do Mr. Dress Up.
I could do Mr. Dress Up.
This episode will be coming out pretty close to Christmas. So I was thinking we'd do the 1995 Christmas episode of Mr. Dress-Up.
Yeah, I love Christmas episodes, and I love Mr. Dress-Up.
So let's do it.
All right.
Bring some...
Some Christmas snacks.
Cocoa.
Yeah, some hot cocoa. Curl up by the fire.
This will be a special all clean episode so you can listen with your family.
Yeah. No more naughty jokes.
No, we won't bring Akinator in here. We know he's a loose cannon.
Our theme song was provided by guess who?
Is it a man?
Yes.
Are they old?
No.
Is it a girl?
No.
What color is their hair?
Dan Brisbane color.
It's Dan Brisbane.
You got it in like 7 questions. What? Good job. And our trolley transition tune was made by guess who?
Is it a girl?
Yeah, no. Darn it.
Rhinedale. It's Rhinedale.
We'll be back when the week is new.
And we'll have more dumb jokes for you.
Andrew, I know you'll have things you want to talk about.
I will have things I want to talk about.
Like what?
Probably the tickle trunk. Mm-hmm. How great Christmas is.
Mm-hmm.
That crow maybe will show up.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably want to talk about why we aren't doing the Friendly Giant.
Oh yeah? You watched it with the Friendly Giant, huh?
Yeah, I watched a bit of it.
How many times did they play a chamber orchestra standard?
Save it for next time.
Oh, that means more than one.
So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Won't you be my podcast?
Oh, hooray, hooray, hooray. Such pomp. Such circumstance.
Look at that elephant dancing, Daddy.
Oh, and look at me dancing, my boy. And your mother. Oh, why, Sarah, it is a good time for dancing. Isn't it lovely?